This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 6, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Wintry mix today, temperatures in the mid-30s. Former State Attorney General Maura Healey was sworn in as governor yesterday, and former Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll took office as lieutenant governor. The Salem News is reporting that Driscoll took her oath of office using the Bible from the House of Seven Gables on Derby Street in Salem. At Salem City Hall, Acting Mayor Robert McCarthy reported for work yesterday as the city's new mayor. He becomes Salem's 51st mayor. New Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker announced yesterday that he is not making major staff changes in his office. Julie Manganis of the Salem News is reporting that Tucker has made several new hires to his staff. They include Beverly Attorney Scott DeLay, former Salem Assistant City Solicitor Sharon Lubas, and journalist Glenn Johnson, who will handle external affairs for the office. Gloucester Times reporter Ethan Foreman has a story today that Massachusetts will be receiving nearly $2 million of grant money to study how to make commercial fishing more energy efficient. The goal is for the industry to leave a smaller carbon footprint and to lower production costs for fishermen and fish processors. There are reports this morning that the Peabody Fire Department was called to battle a house fire on Sanborn Street. WCVB-TV is reporting that the building is a three-story structure. We have posted a tweet of the fire below on this North Shore Today post. Check back to our website throughout the weekend for local news and sports updates. Sports is next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat Dallas 124-95 last night. The Seas play at San Antonio tomorrow night. The Bruins beat the Kings late last night out in L.A. 5-2. The Bees will play at the Sharks Saturday night. The Patriots will play at the Bills on Sunday at 1. Patriot quarterback Mac Jones on injured and hospitalized Bills safety Damar Hamlin.
My thoughts and prayers are with him. I think the power of prayer definitely showed. And I hope that he continues to make progress. And, you know, there's a game, you know, on our mind, but there's also a lot bigger things than football itself. So we're definitely still feeling it, and we feel for him and his family and all that. And I'm just trying to do everything we can to prepare, but at the same time, we're all there for him.
That's Mac Jones. Boys basketball scores from last night. North Reading over Shawshin, 53-47. Medford topped Revere, Everett over Lynn Classical, and Lynn English rolled over Somerville last night. The Bulldogs are now 8-0 on the season. Probably the game of the night tonight on the North Shore in high school basketball is Peabody at Salem. Beverly will play at Masco this evening, and Beverly coach Matt Karakoudis talks about the Northeastern Conference.
I think a lot of teams are playing well. You see some good records out there. You know, Marblehead's really tough. Peabody's playing some really good ball. You know, people expect Salem to be tough. People expect us to be tough. So I think that one side of the NEC, where it's us, Salem, Peabody, Marblehead, and Masco, I think that's going to be a dogfight down to the end to see who can take that side of the conference.
Girls basketball from last night, Newburyport over Winthrop, 58-34. Georgetown topped Northeast, and Salem Academy beats Salem High. Tonight in girls basketball, Masco is at Beverly High. Who are the teams to watch this year in the Northeastern Conference? Here's Beverly coach Seth Stanchel.
You know, the NEC, I feel like it's a little top-heavy. You know, I think Peabody, Masco, and Winthrop are, you know, they're probably on that higher tier there. And I think there's a bunch of us, you know, right underneath that, kind of that mid-level of our conference. And I think a lot of us, you know, including the Danvers, we just played, and we've already played Marblehead. I think a lot of teams like that, you know, Swampscott and Saugus, we kind of fall right into that mid-tier right there.
Also, check out our wrestling photos in today's North Shore Today post way down at the bottom. Got some great photos. A lot of thanks to our North Shore ADs. That's sports. Be sure to check back on the website today for updates on high school basketball and this weekend's high school hockey. Plenty of coaches coming up with our feature interviews. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.